Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's not possible, you see. This whole educating your child in a... with the school... It's...
not possible. Think we've all garnered enough empirical evidence now. Not even a taser. I know it's old news, but there's a little bit of a delay at the moment. Lord Sumption there telling a stage 4 cancer patient that her life is less valuable. Well, as a judge, I have to weigh these things up, don't I? I don't think your life's worth much, mate, when you look like a 1960s satirical character creation of Peter Cook. You're an anachronistic joke, mate. Just making that point. Thank you very much. I was sort of thinking about it's cold. It was cold, isn't it? People have had snow and stuff. Part of me was like, global warming, and you're global warming. There were massive, massive floods, and there's going to be more, and there are horrendous. Storm Christoph. That was the name of the director, I think, of The Truman Show, wasn't it? I don't mean the film. I mean, like, the director of the TV show in the film. Wasn't he called Christoph? It's a really terrible character. A really good film. Anyway, here's hoping for lovely weather for the G7 summit in the summer in Como. It's nice that our Prime Minister, who inexplicably we voted for, said that 200 years ago, Cornwall's tin and copper mines were at the heart of the UK's industrial revolution, and this summer, Cornwall will again be at the nucleus of great global change and advancement. Not seeing much advancement with your coal mine that you're opening in Cumbria. Anyway, sorry. There's quite a lot to get through, and I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm not going to lie to you, I haven't really prepped this enough. How fresh, Jacob. But stuff we should talk about. Right, this is definitely happening. We're doing Christmas 2.0. You can call it Febmas if you like. It's the most wonderful time of the year, after all, February. So to celebrate, it's coming. On the 29th of January, I think we're going to have a bit of a Christmassy event. Because January has lasted 9 or 10 months so far, I cannot believe we're only 19 days into this month. Really cannot. So what are we talking about? Week on Friday. We'll just have Christmas. And the point is, it's a very low effort Christmas. Like, you don't know. No, don't go to the loft and get your decorations out again. Don't even worry about that. You don't have to do any of that. And you don't have to cook anything you don't want to cook. And you don't have to see anyone. You don't want to do presents. Make this a Christmas you give to yourself. And maybe that's just, I don't know, a few candles, some soft choral music playing, and a lovely poo all by yourself, with the door actually locked and your children not allowed inside. A spa poo, something like that. Whatever for you is a nice Christmassy thing. A Yule log, if you will. Whatever you want, let's make that Christmas happen on the 29th of January. We are going to celebrate. Lots of fun for Patreons if you want to sign up. And welcome to our new Patreons. Lindsay, thanks very much for joining up for as little as $2 a month. And that's really a very... So you're not going to miss that. You get access to loads of stuff, including in the next week. On the 29th, Julie, the show producer, is going to be doing a Christmas quiz. And then we'll do a Christmassy watch-along. Why not? We'll all watch some terrible old Christmas muck together, which would be great. So that's sort of the plan. That's the thing. If you've been sort of toying with the idea of dipping your toe in the water of philanthropy and supporting a worthwhile cause,
my kid, all right?
I feel like, you know, did you see the interview with that cop when they broke into the Capitol and all the people started attacking him? And he said, I started shouting, I've got kids. And then they were kind of nice to me. So I've got kids. Whatever you think of the podcast, I've got kids. Anyway, you can go to patreon.com/nottodaypod and taser me or not taser me. I can actually tell you what the prize for the quiz is going to be. And these things are rare. And I've got one. And I think I feel like there are only probably three in existence. It's an actual and very beautiful Not Today Thank You mug, which on the back of it says, I heart Cousin Davy. It's a really lovely mug. And you could own the mug. So there you go. There's that. Also, it all started kicking off on the socials. So forgive me. It was David Ault was quite taken by his superhero identity and has decided to rebrand himself as Maths Man. Lindsay of Hellcat Press fame got into that and did a little cartoon and stuff. I've done some music for the inevitable kind of Marvel spin-off that everyone's been talking about. So yes, David Ault says it's true. Nobody knows that the incredibly dashing Maths Man is in fact me in disguise. Lots of people jumped in with that. Lindsay said that he does accounting for the Avengers and teaches advanced maths and physics at the Xavier Institute for Gifted Youngsters. When it's not under attack from supervillains. Iron Man, you're broke. It's all the collateral damage that you agree to pay for every time the Avengers demolishes a city. It's not just building costs, it's medical bills, funerals, and therapy for all the bystanders who get hurt. Every battle costs you billions. Also, I told Black Widow, Scarlet Witch, and Captain Marvel that you're paying them less than the men on the team. And I went ahead and called Child Protective Services because Spider-Man is only 15 and you're putting him in constant danger. Well, I've got to run and need to teach maths to the X-Men. See you later. But what does X stand for, Lindsay? You didn't tell us. Anyway, thanks for that. I enjoyed Maths Man very much. Also, people jumped in talking about things that they didn't appreciate when they were younger, but they do appreciate now. Things they thought were rubbish, but now they think are quite good. And somebody said garlic bread. Who was that? It was Hannah. Also said Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, a few people suggested Queen. They said, yeah, didn't like Queen as a kid, but now I like it. Groofy says salad dressing. Yeah, you're right. Margarine. Didn't like it as a kid. Now, just like to warm the spoon over a candle and drink it. Yeah, any more of those things that you thought were rubbish and now you'd like to revise your opinion of? Yeah, Rick liked Queen. And also observed, having absolutely nothing to do. Yeah, you don't appreciate it, do you? Until that never, ever happens. David Brazel says, can we all have superhero alter egos? Yes, if you've got a superhero alias that you'd like to go by from now on, do let me know. I'd love to hear from it. From that! Sorry, that was slightly aggressive and dehumanising of me. Apologies. I thought I would share with you, finally for today, rather a lovely thing. This was from a woman called Madeline. She contacted me from Australia, North Fremantle in Australia, saying, I heard your song, Waving Through the Window, and please may my choir sing it. I was like, you don't have to ask. But what was I going to do? Get my phalanx of lawyers onto you? I was nothing but thrilled. Madeline, I sent her some of Harry the Piano's playing, and she did her own arrangement and got her choir to sing it. And it's really good. And I want to share a little bit with you. I'm not going to share all of it because, you know, time and stuff. But the loveliest thing was it was sort of a bit like waving through a window at them, because they filmed it and then kind of it carried on recording, and they sort of finished singing and they were all like, who wants wine? Who wants beer? I'll have a wine. And they sort of milled about, and it was like being in the room with lots of people. Imagine that. Do you remember that? Anyway, Madeline says, it's a bit ragged. We assembled on a Friday evening and went in cold. No briefing apart from an email nobody read closely. There were no instructions, no warm-up. Some people didn't actually know what we were doing until we were underway. Raggedness is our signature style. Tell me about it. How well you fit with this podcast. Included is a second take, because there are a few stuff-ups the first time through. And then Madeline explained how she split up all of the lines and stuff to sort of make it resonate a bit. Some of the people had been in France when the lockdown happened and ended up stranded in France for 8 months. Couldn't actually go home. And other people, Erin, Madeline's daughter, is a doctor at a public hospital in Perth. And so she got the line about being swaddled up in protective gear. And on it goes. It's really lovely. It's the nicest thing I've been sent in ages. And I've been sent some lovely things. Anyway, let's have a little bit of it. And you can enjoy the Dinguettes. They live in, I think it's called Dingo, in North Fremantle. So here it is.
One day when this sorry chapter ends, we'll sit and watch the children at the bus stop with their friends. When impulse returns to what we do, I'll treasure every hug with you. Things won't be quite the same again. Meaning to the pain, to everyone that we will never know, the ones who stay and the ones who go. To you out there from the window, we're waving through the window.
Singing this,
where
we're jamming.
Oh, that was so lovely. Thank you so much, Madeline. Thanks for sending the thing. And she's been kind enough to share her arrangement. So if you've got a choir, I don't know, do people just have choirs? If you've got a choir and you fancy having a go, just let me know. I've got the sheet music now. I can just send it to you. Thanks to Madeline. I mean, I didn't check with her, but I think she'll be fine. She's got a phalanx of lawyers, you know. Right, tomorrow we will have more. In the meantime, take care of yourselves and each other. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.